Thank you, Madam President. Thank you for convening this important plenary, and thank you to you, your team, the German team, and UNIDIR for all your work to bring us together informally later this week in Montreux. I understand that some delegations might be frustrated by any plenary, any discussion that is not focused on starting negotiations on a CD core agenda item. And I also understand the urgency behind that frustration. After all, the CD deals with the hardest of issues. Disarmament and nonproliferation are at the very core of all our national security concerns. How we move forward or do not in the disarmament community has a direct impact on our military and defense policies, as well as on our ability to buffer the impact of violent conflict on vulnerable populations and devote resources to other objectives. However, I could not disagree more with those who question the desirability and utility of discussing how we could better accomplish or at least conduct our important work. While it may be true that lacking political will is the primary obstacle to beginning negotiations in the CD, or opposing wills, as our Brazilian colleague mentioned, it is also true that some of our practices themselves serve as stumbling blocks. It is precisely for that reason that the U.S. delegation asked the Secretariat on May 17 to circulate a food for thought paper, which I understand has yet to be assigned a CD document number, entitled Seeking a More Effective and Efficient Conference on Disarmament. I would emphasize that this is not a U.S. position paper, but rather a modest attempt to come up with some practical suggestions focused on our actual practices, changes to which would not call into question the rules of procedure. We are also open to others' suggestions. In our paper, I focus on the need for continuity and reasonable changes to our practices that could enable that continuity. It just does not make sense that we spend months every year starting over from zero as if the prior year's sessions had not taken place. I also offered some suggestions to increase more interactive and less scripted discussion and deliberation. I am certain there are also other areas where a mere change in attitude would at least enable us to begin some of the substantive discussions we need to have. That they may be difficult does not make them any less necessary. As we say at home in the United States, we must not let the perfect be the enemy of the good. There is no such thing as a perfect program of work or a perfect outcome document, and there will never be a perfect negotiation. And if we keep insisting on perfect, there will be neither the one nor the other. Nothing is not a solution. We need to do better, to work smarter, not harder, to use another American saying. I believe we can do so, and I am very much looking forward to our conversations later this week. Thank you very much.